WMRPQ Player of the Championship, Seamus McGinty, Radio Ony Gaeltacht Award. Mark, nice to honour to get that award.
That's a lovely honour, Park. Yeah, it's lovely. But, you know, you can't do these things without the players beside you. And, you know, I'm thinking Kilcare at the minute, we're blessed with the players we have. And like, only for them, I wouldn't be getting that award tonight. But it's a lovely honour to get it. Like, I grew up listening to Seamus. I grew up knowing him. And it was a tragedy what happened. So, but it's a great honour to get it, yes.
Great year for Kilcare. You won the championship after a long dry spell. You won the league. Great year.
It was a great year. But I think we learned a lot from last year. Last year was hard to take, and I think just the boys knuckled down this year. Knuckled down really hard. And we worked hard. It was a tough championship to win. Donegal's always a tough championship to win. So we were delighted with the year. We achieved our goal, but as I said tonight, you're never happy then, you know. And we just came up short against Lochney. Like, they're a phenomenal outfit. But I think we'll learn from that as well. So hopefully we can bring that forward in the next few years.
You surprised a lot of people even getting that far, because even going into the previous game, you were underdogs, but you certainly blew them away there. So, you know, Scotstown put up a good fight, but Slotneil is probably just that bit more experience that Kilcare haven't got at the minute.
I wouldn't even say experience, Park. I'd say that they're just a phenomenal outfit. Yeah. You know, and I'd like to see the team's going to beat them this year. Mm-hmm. And if a team beats them, they're a worthy team now of winning whatever they won. But we came up short. Listen, we probably missed too many goals in the day. And we'll look back and learn from it. And, you know, we wish Slotneil the best luck.
New season isn't all that far away. 3rd of January out in McKenna Cup again. Exciting times ahead with a new manager on board.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Like, I think he's given us a few weeks off, so looking forward to getting back into it. And you know, I think we're part of the McKenna Cup. I think we're away to Kerry on the 28th of January. So yeah, listen, it's a lot to look forward to. All the boys are back, and you know, it was great tonight to see the boys getting honoured as well. Like, you know, we've been through a lot of tough times together, the four of us. So listen, you always look forward to a new year. And
it's a condensed league next year. There's weeks where we have two games in 1 week. It's going to be tough going.
It's tough going, but
you'd rather be playing than training.
Of course, you'd rather. It might be condensed, but if you were in there, you'd be training anyway. Yeah. But I can't wait to get back and, you know, get back into the lads and meet them all again and see how things are going. So, we look forward. You always look forward. You don't look back. You look forward. Yeah.
Fatherhood Street, Newell as well. Noah's doing good.
Noah's flying. Thankfully, yeah, Noah's flying. We're just on a minute. His first birthday is actually on the 27th of January, which we're in Kerry for. But we'll have to go the Friday night, I think, to do something the Friday evening with him. But no, he's flying. Thanks so much,
Mark. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Park. Good night.